We have a message today from Spirit about a new earth that is coming into manifestation. Spirit says that what we are facing today in our world could be compared to birthing pains. In that sense, we are feeling the birthing of a new earth, an earth that is on a higher frequency and opening a portal to another dimension. So how does what we're going through at this time relate to having a baby? Spirit said, unfortunately, there can be a lot of turbulence around the birth of a new child because a new vibration is trying to come into the world, but the world is already set in an old vibration. So some people will fight the new vibration. They will fight the new birth because they don't want things to change. And others will welcome the new because they are ready for change. Change is the only thing that can help better our condition. We have to be willing to accept change if we want things to get better on our planet. When things stay the same for too long, it's a manifestation of stagnation. And when things are not growing, they are dying slowly. So we have to understand and understand that all things must change in order for the new to come in order for us to grow. All things will pass in time so that newness can take its place. And so this is what we're facing right now. A new earth is coming into being, and it's very exciting. We are all in the birthing process right now, and we are feeling it all over the planet. It's being played out in the fear and in the sense of not knowing what the future holds. For some, it's a scary situation, and for others, it's very exciting. It just depends on how you perceive your reality. So in the case of Mother Earth moving into higher frequencies and taking humanity with her, all those who are ready to move into higher frequencies are excited about the change, even though it's impossible to know how these changes are going to affect our lives. For those who are not ready to move into higher vibrations, they will fight the changes and the transformation process. And therefore, their experience will not be a positive one. It will be negative because they have fear and they expect the worst. So we are all creating our own realities. And this is the separation. What will you do? Will you fight it or will you embrace the unknown? No matter what, the new earth is being born. It's in the hands of the universe. It's bigger than all of us. Humans are just here for the ride. For those who are ready to move into higher vibrations, I want you to begin to imagine yourself playing a powerful role in our wonderful new earth, creating beautiful societies around the world to assist in the upliftment of humanity. What part do you want to play? What do you want to offer? How do you want to help humanity grow and expand in consciousness? We are all the human family, each and every one of us, no matter where you are on the earth. This is our mother. Where she goes, we go. But we all have a choice to either move with her joyfully or we can fight the process of transformation. Some of us have come to help in this process and others have come to hinder the process. This is something you have to keep in mind. Not everyone is happy to see a positive change in our world because this means that there is a changing of the guard and the old rulership and control must leave the planet or die off or be removed, however you see it. So that will make an opening for the new society to be born. The old must pass away in order for the new to come forth. Those who are fighting the new earth don't want to give up their power. They want people to believe that things are getting worse on the planet. But in truth, they are creating illusions that something is getting worse on the planet in order to make you believe their narrative. They want to mislead people and to create unnecessary birthing pains in this process. But you must understand that things only appear to get worse before they get better because it's a healing process. And sometimes the old and the viruses and bacteria and things you've been storing in your body have to come out This is part of what we call the healing process or the healing crisis. You have to remove the sores and the pus and that sort of thing from the body in order for the body to be strong again. Prayers are needed for this healing process. It's a time of transformation and rejuvenation for the planet and for our societies. It's a healing on our planet. And you have no idea how this new earth is going to affect you. But it's going to be something incredible. It's going to be so beautiful. It's all up to you. The problem is many people have become used to the old ways and they don't want to let them go. In fact, many are willing to attempt to abort the child, even as it's being born. This is also something we're witnessing on the planet, an attempt to hijack the new reality that is being born. And I'm here to tell you that it will not be successful because the new earth has been prophesied for thousands of years to come. And now you are here to see it being born with your own eyes. It's a powerful time to be on the planet. But you have to open your arms to welcome a transformation. You have to be willing to let go of the old in order to walk into the new. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wow, Say That Again. To hear the unedited version of this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, please refer to the episode number in the title. Thank you again and many blessings.